quite the series thus far. And Cleveland, for the most part, is seemingly in control. The Cubs offense got going a little bit in game five. And from way a lot of these games have played out, man, they're going to need to score a run early. Because otherwise, if Cleveland just keeps going scoreless innings, the chances of you scoring late are pretty tough.
Yeah, I think so. You don't want, you know, if Josh Tomlin can go even four innings, Terry Francona not afraid to go to that bullpen early, bring in Andrew Miller. But the key to that bullpen, you know, it's deep enough where he can go. He can bring in Andrew Miller, but then he's got guys after that, Brian Shaw, Cody Allen. I think it's going to be crucial for the Cubs to score early tonight. Kind of take the crowd out of the game, maybe make Terry Francona go to that bullpen earlier than he would like. But as you said, the later it goes, if the Cubs are struggling to score runs, I think the pressure is just going to increase and is going to be more difficult for the Cubs to rally as that crowd continues, anticipates a championship.
Now, Jake Arrieta making his second start of the series, his second start in Cleveland. He did win game two and looked pretty confident in it. What was he doing in game two that was so successful against the Indian batters?
First of all, he wasn't getting rattled. Game one, John Lester, I think, let the Indians take him out of the game. You know, they got on base. They were running on the base path, stealing bases, making John Lester thinking about the fact that you know, he's not very good at throwing to first base and holding base runners. Jake Arrieta also had a little bit of a rough first inning, but I don't think he got rattled quite as much when it came to those Indians base runners. He was able to bear down, calm down in a way that John Lester wasn't able to. I think he also had Arrieta had better control of his pitches. I think Lester had a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone. In game one, Arrieta's pitches had much more movement within the strike zone. It made it difficult for the Indians to square up and get a good pitch to hit. Arrieta, he's going to have to go pretty deep into the game. I think the Cubs are probably going to need 5-6 innings out of him. I don't know if we're going to see what we saw in game five with Joe Maddon going right from the starting pitcher to Aroldis Chapman. Even if it's tempting, I think Joe Maddon's probably going to have to hold Aroldis Chapman to one inning, maybe four or five outs, because he could very well need Chapman tomorrow night if there's a game seven.
Mark Mageau, Jason Greger, in conversation with Ian Castleberry from the Comeback and Outside Corner, taking a look at game six of the World Series between Cleveland and the Cubs this evening. As the series goes back to the AL, the Cubs get Kyle Schwarber back in the DH position. Ian, how impressed have you been with Kyle Schwarber? I know it's only been a handful of games, but the guy hasn't played all season, and it really is looking like he picked up right where he left off last year.
Oh, I think it's been extremely impressive to come back after really just getting a handful of at-bats this season. A little bit of time in the Arizona Fall League. They talked about the fact that he faced 1,300 pitches off a pitching machine. But then, you're basically fresh off the boat, and, hey, you have to face Corey Kluber, one of the best pitchers in the American League, in Major League Baseball. I think it was extremely impressive how well Schwarber hit in those games. I think it really hurt the Cubs that they were not able to play him in the outfield. I think he would have played left field had he been medically cleared to do so, move Ben Zobrist over to right field. I think that would have been a much more potent lineup, maybe much more effective in game three against a pitcher like Josh Tomlin, who throws a lot of strikes. I don't think it's an accident that Joe Maddon has Kyle Schwarber batting second tonight. It's an aggressive move, and I think the Cubs are going to have to be aggressive early on against Josh Tomlin, who again likes to work in the strike zone. He's not very wild, and that can work against a team like the Cubs that likes to take pitches, make the opposing pitcher work. Having faced Tomlin already once in this series, I think they're going to change that approach, be much more aggressive early in the game.
You'd mentioned Cubs manager Joe Maddon won't go to Chapman for too long tonight, may potentially needing him tomorrow night for the deciding game. But on both sides of this game, Ian, how much do managers think about a potential game seven, or are they purely focused on tonight's game and not trying to look ahead?
That really is a difficult balance that managers have to deal with. Joe Maddon's going to have to deal with tonight. You're right. It is do or die. Maybe he will have to bring Aroldis Chapman in early. You know, if there's a situation in the seventh inning, you know, maybe a couple runners on, one out, and Joe Maddon really needs some strikeouts. But the question is whether or not he can keep Chapman in the game. I think you do have to think about a seventh game if you're in Joe Maddon's position. Terry Francona maybe has a little bit of luxury, but he also has a much deeper bullpen, I think, than Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon has to be a little bit choosier in bringing in his guys. However, I think he also does have a better starting pitcher on the mound tonight who can go. But I think it will influence Joe Maddon's thinking tonight, having to think about a game seven, even though it's an elimination game for the Cubs.
The Cubs and how they attack tonight early at the plate when you look at Tomlin, right? And a lot of guys haven't even faced Tomlin. I think Montero's faced him five times as a Hugh hits Ross. Like, they don't have anybody really other than Zobrist and Montero who have even faced him. Do you think that's more of an advantage to Tomlin or the hitters at this juncture?
I think it's an advantage to Tomlin. The fact that the Cubs did get a look at him in game three, Francona's been very good about getting his starting pitchers out of the game before they have to go through the lineup for the third time. I think that becomes especially important in the postseason. But most of those guys have had a look at him now. They've had a little more time to study video, go over scouting reports, you know, much more important in the postseason. They've had an off day to put in that extra work. I think having faced Tomlin once before will help. But as you point out, yeah, not a pitcher they're entirely familiar with on the Cubs side.
Ian, we really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I hope we have a game seven. Just to have that circumstance in this postseason.
Oh, game sevens are always great, for sure. Yeah, it would be outstanding. Two organizations, one with a 68-year drought, one with 108. Man, I don't know if you could ask for much more in a game seven.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.